Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Come on. This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Happy Friday, boys and girls.
This week went very quickly.
Went very quickly.
I'm sour candy.
Went very quickly. You're going to be on the television.
Oh, I am.
Today, how do you feel the Elaine show?
I feel great because I don't have to go out to Ballymount.
Yeah.
It's class. You can do it from your home. I wonder, is this the future? Actually, no. I'd say when everything's back to normal.
What's that sound? Is that from me or is that your fingers?
It was me tippy tapping. I was typing.
Is that the sound of your typing?
It's actually very therapeutic.
Let's hear it.
Hold on. Okay, let me just... Because you type with one finger. I watch you type.
The pecker.
And you literally go...
I type. Yeah, it's the pecker. It's a different type.
Oh. That's so satisfying.
Do you know what?
That's class. I love
I get turned on by something. Yeah. And when I mean turned on, I don't mean sexually.
We did this on the show once.
I get turned on by seeing something, seeing someone do something. Like... When you were younger, did anyone ever used to draw you, like sketch you, and you would
pose? On holidays?
Yeah. How did you find that feeling? I love that. And I love seeing...
Like caricatures.
Caricatures. I like just seeing someone in the act of them doing their job. I love seeing if a carpenter is actually making his thing.
Yeah.
That really turns me on.
Yeah. You should probably watch videos of people speaking properly.
Sorry?
It might turn you on. You might
a
learn
carpenter.
A bit.
Carpenter... Making his thing.
Yeah, you gotta be vague in radio. You gotta give that little bit.
I don't know.
No.
I think we better be specific, especially when we're painting pictures with our words.
It's an interesting art. I don't want to go into too much boring stuff, but with me in radio, I was always told to give enough, but not too much. Like, you don't need to go right into the specifics.
Were you ever told to say sayings that are incorrect?
No.
Okay, that's interesting.
What was it yesterday?
I was doing a mare. Oh, what was mine today?
I can tell you now. Give me a second.
Doing a mare.
Oh, yeah. You said Saturday is the place to be when we were talking about spin house party.
Oh, I believe that. I think Saturday is the place to be.
Listen out for that. Saturday.
Edit that out.
Saturday is the place to be.
Can we bring up the fact that since I've returned to work, I've just been doing the whole podcast?
Yeah, it's nice, man.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I really like it.
You seem to have a nice system.
We used to have a system
where after the show,
messy system,
we'd go for breakfast, then we'd come down.
Well, you've stopped going for breakfast.
Yeah, I know, because I have a nice system. This was my system when I was at home. I would finish the show, do the podcast.
Well, we can start doing it
That's
again.
I know, I have no issue. I like doing it. I just wanted to see if you knew.
Oh, I knew. I knew the first day back.
I'm liking it.
I go, off, go.
I'm a big fan of the system.
Pull the podcast out, yeah. And I saw it and you were done. And I go, I'm just going to say nothing.
We've all changed a bit. My coffee drinking before the show, I'm doing that now.
I don't go to the toilet before the show anymore, and I can't, and it's really annoying.
You have left the odd time.
I go.
But you're not going.
I go there every day. Nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening.
What's that? I have a theory.
I'm annoyed I said the Saturday thing.
On the radio, I'd have to do a... No, apologies. But podcast listener, completely different. They get the crack. So I usually went to the toilet at about 6:30, all right? And I have a theory, since the time changed, my body clock is now 7:30, but I can't go during the show. So then I'm just, for the whole show, I have this...
Sitting on it.
Literally.
Like literally a chicken, you need to lay a... Mother hen, you need to lay an egg.
So now I'm going, I go after the show now, because I've been waiting.
Because in spring, the clocks go forward.
Yeah, figure that out now.
Yeah.
Spring forward, fall back. So, if it was 6:30, okay?
Yeah.
And we're in the spring.
Yeah.
You spring forward.
Yeah.
So 6:30 becomes 7:30. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, no.
So it means you would be pooping at
5:30.
Which is...
6:30. So now I'm up at... So 6:30 was 5:30. So my theory's out the window.
So now we got a message from the boss, guys.
Oh?
We're not going to have a post-show meeting.
Oh, yes!
But he did say, just a bit of feedback, and maybe the listener can...
Okay.
Are we sure we're doing this?
I heard the first hour of the show today. Nice.
We really have to go.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, bye. Dublin. Are you ready?
across the city. The only way to start your day.
Let's go!
Spin
103.8. Fully charged.
Fully charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 7:03. I'm fully charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Good morning. How are you getting on? I look absolutely dreadful. Wearing dirty sweatpants, no gel in my hair, but it's Friday, baby.
I've noticed. Do you know what? I actually haven't been in the last two Fridays.
Yeah.
But I did notice the Fridays previous to that, you are just wearing your sweatpants.
Let myself go. But look.
I thought about it this morning.
Why didn't you?
Because they were downstairs in the clothes horse. And I was like, I'm not going downstairs.
You look good, I have to say.
It feels good.
Yeah.
It feels good wearing sweatpants and work on a Friday.
I'll tell you what also feels good. Producer Callum has received a mysterious package. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
He says it has something to do with Matt Damon and Wolves Football Club.
Yes, I know what it is. It's arrived, finally. Just in time for the weekend. Unreal. We'll get to that in just a few.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Okay, we have some good news here. I want to keep you up to date. So the Premier League is back. The matches are happening. We're delighted about that.
Liverpool are Premier League champions.
Yeah, yeah. They lost 4-0, mate, yesterday.
So what? They're out enjoying themselves all week. And it seems like they were still enjoying themselves yesterday.
No,
they couldn't even see the ball or pass it straight.
They're just dancing around the ball. Da, 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 da. But...
da, 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 strange celebration. I love you, baby. A classic celebration song there.
But if you don't know, there is no crowd in the stand. So instead, a lot of the clubs, they have cardboard cutouts to make a little bit of money. Some of the money's going to charity. Some of the money, I'm sure, is going in their back pocket.
Some is going to the chief executives up at the top offices, yeah?
We decided we wanted to get involved with the football club Wolves. So we paid them £10 and we have a Matt Damon cardboard cutout in their stadium, the Molyneux.
Well, it's not the problem is not exactly a cardboard cutout. It's one of the cloth ones. Well,
we thought it was a cardboard cutout.
We did when we went to pay for it. We thought it was a cardboard cutout, like they have in Leeds. Because in Leeds, someone paid to have Joe Exotic in there and also Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
In Nottingham Forest, they paid to have Roy Keane eating an ice cream as well. But when we saw Wolves come and play at the Molyneux, where they play their home games, it was more of a cloth. So there wasn't the cardboard cutout. We were a little bit disappointed.
It's very hard to see with the cloth.
But we actually didn't know if they allowed Matt Damon in until we received our match programme, which we received yesterday.
You hear that? Now, I don't think I should be holding this because I kind of want to rip it. And I can see producer Callum is looking at me. I do have a problem. I like to crumple up sheets of paper.
So inside the match programme, there's a mini poster and it has thousands of names on the back. And we're going to try and see now if they put Matt Damon in. If the name is there, we're on the mosaic. Now,
there's so many names, Graham. How big is this cloth?
It's thousands of names. And the font is like size 3. So, Nathan,
let me have a look here. So, should I be looking for Damon or Matt?
I don't know. Just go to M&D and see which one it's picking up. What are you looking at? Well, are they leading with surnames or...
No, they are leading with the first names. Okay. We have loads of Marks. Then we're moving on to Martin... You have only 2 or 3 Matthews. We actually have Mason is a very popular name. Okay, we're in the Mats. Let me have a look. Matt Badcock. Matt Balsers. Barber. Barker. Boyce. Caddick. Classwell. Cleverly. Coles. Grouper. Crudenton. Matt Damon!
Yeah!
Matt Damon! Oh, this is amazing! Matt Damon. And on the other side of the sheet of paper, you can see the mosaic of all the people getting involved on the cloth.
Yeah.
I'm trying to squint my eyes to see our Matt Damon picture. Isn't it from our interview that we had with him? So he's wearing the cap and has the goatee. Yeah, I can't see it.
Just turn around to me there. Oh, yeah. So it's a poster of Wolves players made up of our tiny little pictures and there's thousands in there. Now I can see Callum is stressing out because this is like a limited edition thing. We will look back in years to come and say we received a program during lockdown, COVID-19 in 2020.
Oh, you'd be able to sell that off for a bit of money.
And Callum is like, I can see him, he's stressing because you just want to crumple it up. Yeah. You have an issue, you have a problem.
I do have a problem. I have many problems.
He has the packaging now in his hands that he's crumpling
up. I kind of want to bite it.
As a substitute.
I want to eat it. I haven't had breakfast yet.
So tomorrow, Wolves play Arsenal at 5:30. It's going to be on Sky Sports. If you're watching it,
please let us know.
And you see the cloth mosaic of the fans. If you see Matt Damon, tag myself and Nathan on Instagram in it. We want to see it in the stadium.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
It is 7:20 and I have had to sit on this for 21 hours.
I'm very worried.
I haven't been able to put this on my social media. I've been dying to. I've only shown 3 people. I've shown Callum, I've shown Claire, and I've shown our mutual friend Sean. And both of them have been gone, oh my God.
Is this what you received when we were up in the kitchen after the show yesterday? Yeah.
After the show, maybe about 10:15, actually 10:15 a.m. exactly, I received a message on Twitter. And I go, oh my God.
Was it a direct message?
DM, baby.
Oh.
And I wanted...
Do you know this producer, Callum?
I think so.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do know.
Yeah.
I gave you the nod. I go, tomorrow. And you go, yes. Yeah. And you were like, what is it? I go, I'm not telling you. I'll tell you now.
Is it about me?
It's about us.
Okay.
So good.
But give me a bit more before you just pull the rug and reveal. Were you surprised
by
this?
Yes, 100%. I was surprised. I was elated. I don't think I've ever got so excited about a message in my life.
So was it addressed to you and me? Because I didn't get a message.
Yeah. It seems like I am the vessel that they came to and they wanted me to share with you.
That seems to happen a lot of the time.
They wanted to share with you.
They.
Yesterday at 10:15 a.m., I got a DM on Twitter off Jedward.
Oh my.
Fully Charged, you two on the radio, such iconic accents, voices of the generation. Songs never sounded so good, only with you two introducing them. Good luck, Mr. Graham O'Legend.
Oh, wow! Oh, that is insane!
Graham O'Legend?
Now, am I right in thinking that you tweeted them?
Oh,
the last few weeks
they were going around randomly DMing people and people were screenshotting it and put up on Twitter, and it kind of stopped. But do you remember yesterday we were talking about what poster did you have on your walls? And we had someone come on and say they had Jedward on the walls, and we were talking about Jedward and how they were in the Black Lives Matter protests in California.
And you went to one of their gigs before?
And I went to one of their gigs before. Maybe they were listening to the show yesterday. So, John Edward, if you're listening, shout out. Thank you so much.
That is insane.
And I only want to be referred to as Graham O'Legend.
Now, you said it was addressed to me. Yeah. I don't hear my name.
No, Fully Charged, you two iconic on the radio. You two on the radio, such iconic accents.
I'm scared they're speaking about the band, you two.
Voices of the generation, really? Songs never sounded so good.
They do sound sweet when we ride up into the vocals.
Only with you two introducing them. Thing is, Nathan isn't allowed to introduce the songs.
Yeah, so I feel like all the compliments are going to you.
Yeah. We made that decision very early on in our career. There was a time where you were
allowed. There was a time. Yeah. I think it was when we were on the Zoo Crew, we used to do that show.
It was Sunday nights.
Sunday nights.
Ollie Murs was still making new music on the radio.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Good luck, Mr. Graham O'Legend.
Are you following them now?
I always follow Jedward.
So are they following you back?
I just replied, I will treasure this message for the rest of my life. You two are the icons. Love her.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Well, I haven't seen you in a very long time, cowboy.
Oh, yes, I have been off for the last 2 Fridays, and I can't say I really missed you.
Did you miss me?
No, I didn't.
Do you see how visibly uncomfortable producer Callum gets? Like, he really hates this.
You could hear him squirming.
Like, you see him move. He wants to shake his hands, wash his hands. Sorry. It's the showbiz shootout. 2 Democratic cowboys, they walk hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a showbiz news story. Can I begin?
Yeah, what you have?
I want to speak about my favourite band in the world. Let's go crazy, 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 till we see the sun. Come on.
Let's be having you.
Strange, your favourite band in the world hasn't released songs in, what, 5 or 6 years?
5 years. They split up in 2015. I want you all to write in your phone or your diaries the 23rd of July. That is a big date for One Direction fans because that is their 10-year anniversary and I smell a reunion. Something very special happened yesterday. Liam Payne has TikTok and he ended up doing a FaceTime call with Harry Styles. Now, don't get too excited because it was a bit of a fake video.
Okay.
Liam Payne was there, but Harry Styles did another FaceTime with someone else and I think he just edited the video together.
Liam Payne is really desperate for this reunion, isn't he?
Stop it. I'm going to play you the call. It's very short.
Hey, man. Hey, how's it going? You good? Yeah, yeah. Someone's got the giggles. Huh? Oh, it's getting weird now. All right, I'll speak to you later.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Why does it make you uncomfortable?
Because Liam is so desperate for the reunion, and you can see it in his eyes, especially when he's doing these, like, what was he doing, like a FaceTime with Niall Horan during lockdown as well? And yeah. Niall is just cool, he has his own thing going, and then Liam is trying to jump on that bandwagon, and you can see he's doing this with Harry Styles, because I've been talking about Niall in just a few, but Niall and Harry have their stands, like, yeah, they're serious fans. Liam doesn't have any fans.
Liam and Louis, they really want the band to get back together.
Yeah, they do, because they're missing the attention. I'm going to move over to Niall Horan though, because we've been following this story all week. That's it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just thought it was...
Okay, well,
I abruptly...
Clearly my story was disappointing. It's never good if someone says, is that it?
Following this story, after Niall did a performance on Comic Relief over the weekend and Dustin the Turkey interrupted him, all the Niall Horan fans on Twitter went mental, especially at Ray Darcy, who was hosting The Den, and Dustin the Turkey. Well, Niall Horan was doing an interview on an American radio show. He was doing a video call. And it's weird when you have to explain what Dustin the Turkey is to Americans. He did his best.
Two characters that did an afternoon TV show in Ireland for years, like puppets. And one of them is known to be quite brash, but in the most Irish way possible. It won't go down well anywhere else on the planet. So my fans have completely retaliated against Turkey. And it's kicked off. And he's like our national mascot. So I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place where I don't know whether to tell the fans that, like, that's a puppet.
Right.
And I actually realise that it's also our, like, our national treasure is Dustin the Turkey.
And the main Niall Horan fan page that instigated Ray Darcy's email address.
It's a Niall Horan updates.
Niall Horan updates. Tweeted the video and says, Niall clearly stated that he was aware of what was being said on the show. I take full fault in this because fans tweeted only one part of his performance. It was a skit and pure humour and Niall was in on it from the beginning.
Oh, that's nice to see.
Yeah. It's alright.
God, we sound very strange as a country. Dustin the Turkey is our national mascot.
Nathan, I'm going to take the win this morning.
Hey, but will you all put the 23rd of July in your diaries? That's going to be big for One Direction fans.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
If you ever send a message into the show saying, do you know what, lads, I'm tired of this game, I'm not going to look at it because it would offend me. It would really upset me because this is what I live for.
So what you're saying is it doesn't take feedback or criticism very well. Katie's on top for a Gotta Get It Wrong leaderboard with 15 incorrect answers. In a minute, all you have to do is get the questions wrong and you could win €100 this morning. And the only person who can take that money off Katie is Kevin. And Kevin, any plans for the weekend?
Not much, just in work today and then I'm off for a week.
Hold on a second. Kevin, you're from Liverpool?
I am.
Are you a Liverpool supporter?
No, I'm Nevertonian.
Yes! Oh, I'm delighted to hear that, Kevin.
What made you support Everton?
Because all my brothers are Liverpool fans and I just wanted to be different than them.
Well, you made a massive mistake and I bet you're regretting that right now.
I am, if I'm honest.
When did you move over to Dublin?
October.
Oh, right.
Okay,
and what brought you over here?
I'm married to a girl who's originally from Dublin, so...
Let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. and we move on to the next one.
I like you, Kevin.
Here we go.
How do you spell pineapple backwards?
A-P-P-P-L.
What nationality is Katie Price?
English.
What band is Shane Filan in?
Boyzone.
What is a mango a type of? Who is the president of Ireland?
Leo Varadkar.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey. Onion.
What noise does a seagull make?
Meow.
Who do I do the show with?
Jim Jim.
What sport does Bruno Fernandez play?
Football.
What is a TikTok a type of?
Music.
How many Lewis lines are there?
One.
What does a Lewis driver drive?
Bus.
Name a nightclub on a Harcourt Street.
051.
What is Copperface Jack's a type of?
Cheese.
What's 65 minus 8?
52.
19 plus 12 is 34.
Sorry. You sound like you were shot there.
Shot with a bow and arrow in the thigh. Kevin, how did you find that?
Quite hard. I found it easy when I was listening on the radio, and then to be fair, when you're actually doing it, it's like, oh, damn it.
Can I ask, Kevin, do you think myself and Graham would be popular in Liverpool?
Yeah.
Do you think so? We could move over to England, settle there, and we'd be relatable.
You couldn't do it, Nathan, because their radio station is top of this massive tower in the middle of the city.
Oh, no.
And you have to get a big lift up.
Oh, yeah, Radio City, yeah.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, it sways in the wind.
That wouldn't be for me. Kevin, I have to say, you're a very warm individual. You make great choices when you're trying to support a football club. Do you know, you actually reminded me of someone. Kevin...
Yeah.
You reminded me of a very, very young Carlo Ancelotti.
Ah, the Everton manager. Lovely.
Do you have the big head like him?
Don't be saying that. My driver always says I've got a big head.
He's right, so.
And Kevin, you got 13.
Ah, Kevin. But Kevin, I want you to come back later on, all right? Because you're new to the city, so I think that you'll be better in a couple of weeks,
Kevin,
all right?
Kevin, do you have friends?
I do.
And do you know what? I'm going to give you... I know this is a football heavy, but 13, do you know what Everton footballer has the number 13?
Oh.
Well, I tell you.
Go on.
It's Yerry Mina.
Oh, Mina, yeah. With the big head.
That makes three. Okay, Kevin, have a great weekend, pal. Thanks for coming
on.
Chat to you later.
Bye, Kevin. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Let's go!
Spin 103.8. Fully Charged. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It's 8.04 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Hello there. Happy Friday. Are you excited for tomorrow? Spin's throwing a house party at 8 o'clock on the night. We're going to be giving away Longitude 2021 tickets. Let's just find out again, what DJs are performing at it.
Catch world-famous spin DJs. John Gibbons, Marty Guilfoyle, Graham O'Toole, Peter Collins, and Jazz Keane.
Oh, big lineup. Huge lineup.
Very impressive indeed. I'm a little bit worried for you, Graham.
Why?
Because it says there that you're performing at it.
It says I'm performing, but Graham O'Toole is the radio presenter. You know I have an alter ego, that's the DJ. DJ Quench, obviously, so... I'm a little bit disappointed I didn't get that memo, but hey, look, I'm going to go ahead, looking forward to it. I think I kick off at 8.45?
You're the second act, aren't you?
8.45 tomorrow night, on air and online.
Now, you only perform once a year.
Yeah.
That's in your contract. I am worried for you. I think you are nervous about it.
No, I'm
because
fine.
You can't really DJ that well. So what I've done is, you're going to be happy with this.
Okay.
I've done a little surprise, a little gift from me to you. Have a listen.
Catch world-famous spin DJs. John Gibbons, Marty Guilfoyle, DJ Quench, Peter Collins, and Jazz Keane.
DJ Quench.
That's what you wanted to do for me.
Yes.
That's so nice.
Are you happy with that?
I'm delighted with that. DJ Quench.
Now, we all have to come together and try and help DJ Quench because he is the second act. And look, brother, I'm worried about your set. It's all about the first song. Do you know what first song you're going to be?
I have an idea. I'll be fine. I'll just kind of vibe it.
No,
on the night.
No, man, you need to set a statement from the get-go. The first song is very important. You have to get the party going. So you don't have a first song.
I have an idea of where I might go.
I don't like these ideas. I think you should be focused. You should already know the song. So this morning, I want you to choose DJ Quench's very first song. All right. What do you think he should kick off with? 087-711-1038. You can text us.
I'm fine.
WhatsApp us. Send us in a WhatsApp voice note.
I don't want to start with a stupid song.
No, it won't be a stupid song. It could be a great song.
I know it's going to be a stupid song.
Please, the Fully Charged listener knows best, so please get involved.
Katie, what do you think it should be?
Maniac.
Maniac.
See, would you be starting too strong? Oh. And it can only go downhill after playing that as your first song.
Maybe, yeah. Yes.
See, Peter Collins is on before me. So I don't want to hit him straight away with a Maniac after he finishes.
Yeah, that's quite insulting to the previous DJ.
You can't. It's the DJ code. You can't start
okay.
with... Yeah,
but what's a softer song than that?
Well, let's have a listen to Maniac and see, would this be the proper song? It's more of a finisher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's put it in the pot.
Thank you for your suggestion, Katie. Maybe. Mark has been on as well. Mark sent us a WhatsApp voice note to 087-711-1038.
Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. Game changer.
Oh, not bad. What do you think?
I do love that song. It's one of my favourite songs to play in the Naughty Threesome.
Could you have the American flag around you, really, just to represent
Miley?
Well,
I think there's a green screen, I've been told, where we're doing it, so I could ask.
So two very different songs there, Maniac, Miley Cyrus. You listening, any other song suggestions?
I'm actually, do you know what, I was against this at the beginning, but I'm kind of enjoying it.
A has been in contact with the show. She says, Graham, you have to kick off with the spicy song, a Spice Girls song, Spice Up Your Life.
I do love that song.
Not bad.
So we've got Spice Girls, Maniac, Miley Cyrus, Parodied in the USA. Interesting playlist. I like this one from Glenn.
Pitbull, you know you want me. Die.
Yes. How about that?
Nah, it's too predictable. Everyone knows you love Pitbull, and I think it's just too easy.
Glenn, don't worry. I'm going to be putting Pitbull in there anyway, so we don't have to worry about that. Shane. What should I kick off my set with tomorrow?
Oh, without doubt, your favourite song, I've Got a Feeling, Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, well, Shane, why would you do that to me? You know well.
Well, as Nathan would say, it is a banger.
It is an absolute banger, Shane. I think you're right. Well, I think it would. Let's all just have a listen one more time to remind ourselves what a classic hit it is.
I
got a feeling.
Yeah. I hate that song.
Everyone
so much.
Everyone knows the words. I can't hear you, Shane.
Tonight's gonna be a good night.
Can't hear you, Shane.
Play it tomorrow night and sing it.
I really don't wanna. I actually hate that song so much. It's my most hated song in the world.
Tonight's
gonna be a good night.
I'll be putting my DJ reputation on the line. DJ Quench, his reputation will be out the window if he kicks it off with the Black Eyed Peas. I got a feeling.
It mightn't be much of a reputation anyhow, so go with it.
Do you know what? I think DJ Quench has to do it. I think you have to choose it. Am I right, Shane?
You're right, Nathan. Absolutely. I agree with you, Nathan. It should be the Nathan Riley show.
Oh, thank you, Shane.
You're trying to ruin this show and my DJ career.
Let's lock it in. This is going to be the first song. I got a feeling. It's locked in now. It's happening, Shane. Fantastic suggestion. Fair play to you.
Thanks very much, mate.
I'm not thanking you for anything.
Oh.
Nothing. Shane, thanks very much for ruining my career. Goodbye.
Love the show, mate. Thanks.
Bye, Shane. Bye. Fully Charged.
Graham and Nathan. I will be finding some dirty remix of it, though. I'm not playing just...
DJ Quench. I got a feeling. How does DJ Quench feel?
I've got a feeling that it's going to be a bad night.
Come on, don't be like that. So you are definitely playing that. That is your first song.
In some sort of guise, yes.
Listen out to it.
I don't have to play the full song either. I just play like a snippet.
How dare you?
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
All good things must come to an end.
Was this ever a good thing? A
couple of months ago, I said, you know what? I saw an opportunity. An opportunity to get free caps. Because my hair was long, the hairdressers weren't open, I was going grey rapidly, and I wanted to cover up my head. I bought a couple of caps online, but I wanted a few more. But I said, why don't I offer my head as ad space for companies and anyone who wanted to give me a free hat? I'd wear their hat around. And the selling point was, imagine if I was wearing your cap during the Matt Damon video that went viral worldwide. I was wearing my own burgundy one. Millions of people saw it.
Yeah.
So people have been sending me in their caps. The ones I've been
How many do you have over
got
there?
Got a good few. From Zero Fox Given, who raised money for Feed the Heroes. They sent me in a red trucker cap. Pints are going to happen again.
It looks like a Donald Trump cap.
Yeah, Make America Great Again cap. Then from Two Fussy Blokes, they're painter decorators. They sent me in a cap.
They actually sent me in a cap as well. I don't know where it is.
Cyclone Shredding and Archive. That was
your very
first
cap.
I'll always look at this one.
With there's love. A stain on it.
Stolen City. Band that are very close to our hearts here on the show as well. They sent me a cap. And then I got another package and I go, do you know what? I have to end this.
I am scared because you got a delivery before that we opened on air and it was a hoodie that you had ordered online.
So
this is the last cap opening.
If you're thinking about sending me in a cap, I can't accept
it
anymore.
Don't do it anymore.
Because the hair, I'm getting haircuts now again.
Yeah.
So here we go.
All right.
The last one.
There's a few in cardboard boxes. This is not. This is in a nice, neat envelope.
Okay, this is a long letter that I won't have time to read out on air, but is from a clothing company called U2.
Bono sent you a cap.
They're upper half clothing, and they specialise in caps and T-shirts designed in Dublin. You can get them on Instagram. This is good.
All right. What colour is it?
Oh,
that's very cool. It's pink.
It's baby pink.
Oh, that's amazing.
And let's see what it says on the front.
Larry Mullen.
No, it has just like a little pint of Guinness. Oh, I like this.
Oh, that is very hip and cool.
And Nathan.
From a person who's not cool.
Nathan, I believe there's one in here for you too.
Is there actually?
There you go. It's a navy blue one with two smiley faces with social distance saying 2 metres apart. That's for you, my friend.
I don't know if it's going to fit my head.
Careful of those headphones by the microphone. Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. That's very nice. It suits you. So what I'm going to do now is, because I did promise you, these companies, I would give you video exposure if we're doing any videos.
Are we interviewing Matt Damon again?
Tomorrow night. Spin House Party.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be live streamed on Spin Social. I will wear one of these 5 or 6 caps, however many I have. I'm going to put them in a bag.
Are you going to do it right now?
I won't look, and I'll pick one out. And whichever one I pick out, let me get around.
He's put it in a school bag, giving it a good shake.
Whichever one I pick out will be the one I wear.
I've never seen you with a school bag before.
So the one I'm picking out.
Here we go. The moment of truth. I know all the companies are listening right now. The suspense is killing me. Come on, pull out the cap. Pull it out.
It's today's pink one from Upper Half Clothing. With the pint of Guinness on it.
That's amazing.
I will be wearing this tomorrow night during my DJ set.
Say it one more time. Stop sending you in caps.
Stop sending me in caps.
This is the last time.
But if you have a... Oh, no. If you feel the need to...
No. This stops.
You can.
Graham, stop.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Let's give away some cash.
Yeah! Spin.
Get ready to party!
House Party.
€300 to be exact, because Spin House Party is happening tomorrow. Flips are the official sponsors and they've sorted us out with money every morning this week.
Yeah, we've 4 bags in front of us. Usually we dropped the money by €50 every time a person couldn't find the cash. Instead, we're just going to get new callers on. Someone has to win the €300 because it's the final day. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we talking to?
Speaking to Stephen.
All right, Stevie baby. Welcome to the show. Numbers 1 to 4. What are you going for?
Number 3, please.
Lucky number 3. What would you spend the money on?
I just built a log cabin out the back in the garden, so we'll put it into that.
Oh, nice log cabin. Oh, that's like
glorious.
That.
Glorious. Well, let me Ah, there's no money in this bag.
Oh, no. Stephen, hang up, baby. Give us a call back. Who knows? You could get through. Thanks for listening to the show this morning, though. Bye. Okay, let's go to the next one. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Emma.
All right, Emma.
How are you?
Emma, you're the second person through. The first bag, okay. Number three, is gone. No cash in there. So the bags that are left are 1, 2, and 4. Where's the cash? Tell me.
Number 4.
All right. What would you spend the money on, Emma?
Well, I have a 5-year-old, so I'd say he already hasn't spent it.
Okay. Best of luck. Here we go. Oh, Emma, I hope you're sitting down. You just won the money!
You've done it, Emma! 300 euro is going to you and your little 5-year-old. Congratulations, Emma. You found the cash on the second bag. This is the start of a great weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I'm so happy. Thanks so much.
Oh, Emma, so is the money just going to go towards the damage the 5-year-old has done?
Well, I don't know.
Now that
I won that, I might
just
spend that myself.
Treat yourself.
Have a great weekend. Bye.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Boys and girls, who wants a riddle? Oh, I hope you like cinema passes. What is it? Oh, it's so difficult. Where does he get these riddles from?
The man is a genius.
Nathan's hard one. Mind blown. I'm satisfied.
I am satisfied. I'm happy. It is my job to give you a riddle. I love this so much. This riddle is an interesting one this morning. What is as big as an elephant but weighs nothing at all?
Come on, let's get some of your answers. Christopher in Donabate.
Air.
Air. It's quite light.
Air.
Short and sweet. It's confidence there.
Air.
Christopher, I can tell you, you're wrong.
Let's go to Still Oregon. Daniel.
Balloon.
Sorry.
Balloon.
Jeez, they're very quick, aren't they?
Balloon.
Daniel, no.
It's not a balloon.
It's not a balloon.
Could be a balloon. Could be a hot air balloon.
What is as big as an elephant but weighs nothing at all? Do balloons weigh something?
Hello, Penny.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Penny! My darling, welcome to Nathan's Hard One. Are you a fan?
I am a big fan, of course I am.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. You have an answer for the riddle. I'm going to tell you the riddle once more because it's a difficult one. What is as big as an elephant but weighs nothing at all?
A ton of bricks.
No.
An elephant's shadow.
Elephant's shadow, you say?
Right.
Now, why did you think of that answer?
I don't really know. Shona says in between that and a feather, but I don't know why that came to me.
A feather.
Okay. It's like you had two roads in front of you. Do I go down the feather road or do I go down the shadow elephant road?
Two roads divulged in a yellow wood. And sorry I could not travel both.
I'm sorry.
But knowing how way leads on to way.
Are you having a stroke?
I doubted if I should ever come back. Robert Frost.
Robert Frost.
Yeah.
Sorry. Did you know that, Penny?
That's leaving certain memories.
It's ingrained in there.
Penny, I hope you're sitting down because I can tell you you're correct.
She's done it!
Yes! Penny!
Penny! A shadow, okay.
The shadow of an elephant.
Does it depend on the time of the day and what angle the sun is shining on the elephant?
The shadow of an elephant,
okay,
Graham.
Okay, we'll just accept it.
Penny, I'm always looking for feedback. How do you think I can improve Nathan's Hard One?
I think that was a 10 out of 10, to be honest.
Oh, I felt it as well.
He's at the ceiling, he can go no higher. That's what you're saying. He's reached the pinnacle. So maybe we should quit while we're ahead.
No.
If it can't get much better, there's no point keeping doing
Penny,
it.
Penny, can you please tell Graham to stop?
Yeah, Graham, stop.
Okay, sorry, Penny. Yeah, you're twisting my hand there. Penny, have a great weekend. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Megan Thee Stallion with Savage. Huge song on TikTok.
One of the disturbing TikTok videos you did during lockdown was dressed
Carole Baskin
as Joe Exotic.
Yeah, someone dubbed over Joe Exotic saying Carole Baskin, and then I dressed up as Joe Exotic. We got sent in before wigs for Ava Max, blonde one. I've got a great use out of it on my TikTok. Let's put it on.
What I found disappointing was during the whole lockdown experience, you were getting your roommate Coxie to help you do it, and then that was your first TikTok video without Coxie.
Yeah, I break away.
Oh, Robbie Williams, how to take that.
Yeah, well, did better as well, so sorry. Sorry, Coxie. Shout out Coxie this morning. Show and Tell, Lady Gaga. Huge new album, Chromatica. We're playing her song Rain On Me with Ariana Grande, but she's got another huge song on as well. Actually, loads of huge songs, but one of the most popular ones is Sour Candy, and it features Korean girl group Blackpink. This is a little clip of it. I'm hot on the outside, but if you give me time, then I could make time for your love. I'm hot on the outside, but if you see inside, it's a inside, banger.
Oh,
but what someone has done is incredible. Someone has sat through hours. I'd say this took them weeks. Donald Trump speeches.
Oh, I know what they did.
And they've managed to get him to sing that song. They put a little effect on his voice, like this mega little clips of just words, stitch them all together to make him sing Sour Candy.
Let's hear it.
Let's play 30 seconds of it, because it is mind-blowing. Come, come, unwrap me. Come on, sour candy. Oh, I'm hard on the outside, but if you give me time, then I could make time for your love. I'm hard on the outside, but if you see inside, inside, inside. I'm sour candy, so sweet that I get a little angry, yeah. Sour candy, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm super.
He sounds like T-Pain.
He does a little bit, all right. My favorite part, though, has to be this bit. Then I could make time for your love. I'm hard on the outside, but... Wow.
E.T. sequel.
And you see, because Blackpink, they're a Korean girl band, there's bits of Korean in that song, and somehow they've got him speaking Korean.
Are you serious?
It is so good.
Fair play to that person that made that.
Who sits down and does that? It's amazing. This is 220 Kid with Don't Need Your
is
Love.
Is Donald Trump on this song?
I don't know. Maybe somewhere in the chorus you've got to hear him. Love. It's 9:47 on Spin. Morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8, 8, 8.